listening to the Bible 126 show.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A scary bird flu outbreak is spiraling out of control all across the globe, killing dozens of millions of chickens and turkeys that were supposed to go to our food supply chains during the upcoming holiday season. Experts say the nightmarish pestilence is the worst epidemic of avian influenza ever recorded, and farmers are absolutely terrified by the severity of the situation. Things are escalating quickly, and in the U.S., supplies are getting so tight that consumers have seen egg prices shoot up nearly 40% in August, while the cost of turkey and poultry has been rising almost twice as fast as the official inflation rate. Shortages are expected in the coming weeks and months, and the animal death toll will continue to rise as the weather gets colder and conditions enable the spread of the virus. All this means that our food supply chains are in major trouble, and we're about to see food prices reach unprecedented heights this fall. That's what we're going to expose today. But before moving on, please give us your support with a thumbs up in this video and subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with the most important news. The bird flu outbreak that's been plaguing our nation's food systems over the past 2 years is now reaching alarming proportions as it continues to spread across the country and the entire globe. What is going on right now is truly concerning, experts warn. While American farmers struggle to depopulate contaminated flocks, more cases are recorded in several parts of the planet, including in over 30 European countries. According to the Food Safety Authority website, the world is facing the largest epidemic of avian influenza in all history. With over 2,467 outbreaks erupting in Europe alone since the start of the year. Over 47.7 million birds have been culled by poultry facilities where cases of the bird flu have been confirmed in the continent. The geographical reach of this year's epidemic is unprecedented, with reported cases ranging from the Svalbard Islands in Norway to southern Portugal and as far east as Ukraine, affecting 37 European countries in total, the EFSA noted. This means that at a time when food production is already down in Europe, food supplies are about to drop to even lower levels as 47.7 million birds disappear from the system. The rapid escalation of this crisis has come as a surprise. Food industry participants expected the outbreak to subside during the summer, but that didn't happen. Farmers explained that in previous years, outbreaks of avian flu declined with warmer weather and the end of migration by wild birds in the fall and winter. But in 2022, outbreaks spread from one country to the other, leading to fears that highly pathogenic variants of avian flu are now endemic in wild birds, creating a risk of infection all year. The latest data shows that from June to September, the number of outbreaks was more than five times higher than the same period last year. Experts alert that all kinds of bird species have become infected by now, which is causing the virus to remain. Up until now, official procedures to prevent the spread of the bird flu epidemic have not been established. In Europe, a vaccine is going through trial tests right now, while in the U.S., farmers are being forced to depopulate their entire flocks, even if one single bird is positive for the virus. No one can tell for sure at this point if the avian influenza epidemic developed into a form that's not greatly affected by warmer temperatures. But something scientists have already confirmed is that the bird flu is usually at its worst during colder months. the EFSA highlighted that the bird flu usually strikes during the autumn and winter months. It's transmitted by infected migrating wild birds' feces or direct contact with contaminated feed, clothing, and equipment. With cases detected in poultry and wild birds up to September, the current epidemic is clearly still ongoing. As autumn migration begins and the number of wild birds wintering in Europe and the U.S. increases, they're likely at higher risk of infection than in previous years due to the observed persistence of the virus. Gilhem Tesezi, a senior official at the EFSA, said in a statement on Monday, "In other words, conditions are not likely to get better anytime soon. Instead, in all probability, they will probably get even worse. What we're witnessing in America right now is actually worse than what's happening in Europe. Last month, the total death toll of birds in the United States reached a staggering 50 million. Authorities describe the surge as unprecedented in scope, breadth, and lethality. Local food producers say that the total number is likely bigger. The official numbers are a vast undercount," one Californian farmer said. "And though authorities are mainly concerned about poultry farms, the epidemic has struck wild birds too, from waterfowl to raptors and vultures. In sum, adding Europe's 47.7 million dead birds to America's 50 million dead birds, the global food supply chain has lost a grand total of 97.7 million animals in the past 10 months. That is, considering that the vast majority of these birds were egg-laying chickens and turkeys, animals who would otherwise go into our food systems and make their way into our homes this holiday season. The flu is leaving a massive inventory hole in many grocery stores across the nation. Shortages are gonna be truly catastrophic, but most people remain unaware of what's currently going on. Unfortunately, we're really just at the beginning of this highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak," stressed Maurice Podesky, an associate professor in the School of Veterinary Medicine. He highlights that millions of birds are just beginning their southward migration from summer feeding grounds in the Arctic, a place where they've been mingling and communing all summer with species from across the globe. "Some disease models show that we are gonna get hammered this fall," he added, arguing that it could add some real stresses to the food supply, which is already being clobbered by high corn and soy prices. "The food required to keep the millions of chickens and turkeys in poultry farms alive. Meanwhile, prices continue to climb to sky highs. The bird flu epidemic pushed the price of turkey hens to soar 30% higher than last year and 80% higher than before the pandemic, and it seems unlikely that that will change before the holidays. There's nothing appearing on the horizon to suggest anything new is gonna surface to help ease the supply-side pain for Thanksgiving turkeys." Russ Whitman, senior vice president at commodity researcher Erna Barry, told Bloomberg. The food industry executive also noted that this year's outbreak has already surpassed the record-setting outbreak from 2015, costing the industry $3.3 billion to recover. "This Thanksgiving, turkey shortages are almost certain, as grocers run out of the meat and can't find new suppliers in the market. Many other everyday products that contain chicken and eggs will be harder to find in the weeks and months ahead, which will cause more product stockouts than during last year's festivities." In Massachusetts, grocery stores and shoppers say that the bird flu is already affecting the availability of some everyday food items. "The price of eggs has skyrocketed. I've gone to stores to pick up a dozen eggs, and there's only one type there, and it's the expensive type," said Mark Paul of Chicopee. Paul said that he's shocked by the cost of certain foods and continuous supply chain issues at grocery stores. "We had a shortage in baby formula. We had a shortage in dairy products not that long ago because of a chicken flu. Now we're supposed to have shortage in chickens, turkeys, and eggs," he noted. The owner of the grocery store, Fruit Fair in Chicopee, listed some of the items he's been struggling to keep in stock over the past few weeks. "We have had a serious shortage of deli turkeys. We've had to cancel our SKUs, all the flavored ones, low-salt ones, pan-seared ones that have not been coming in," said Sam Newell. "It's all because of the avian flu. It affected chickens and turkeys all over, and I remember a few months back, chicken prices went really high because of it. A lot of our main manufacturers had to shut down because of it," Newell continued. Poultry farmer Mark Gordon said that farmers are terrified about the severity of the situation. "We're absolutely terrified of what's going to happen when big numbers of birds are wiped out from the supply chain. We're concerned it could make things a lot worse than it already is," he stressed. With each passing month, the outbreak continues to spread to more locations. Recently, Southern California has become one of the latest hotspots. Dozens of poultry operations have had to euthanize domestic flocks of chickens and turkeys, while thousands of wild birds have also died. "This is a slow-motion train wreck that is playing out right before our eyes. A very dangerous development that could make this disaster far, far worse is if the bird flu mutates into a form that can spread easily among humans. It's not that common for a human to catch H5N1, but when it happens, the risks are extremely high. The CDC says that the outbreak has the potential to severely affect public health. Over 863 cases of human infection with avian influenza A virus were detected in 18 countries. Of these, 455 cases were fatal. If a mutant form of H5N1 comes along that easily passes from person to person, the panic that would cause would be far greater than what we've seen during the COVID health crisis. We can only hope that this doesn't happen anytime soon, but the truth is that pestilences are becoming increasingly more common all over the world. Many more dangerous and unexpected threats can arise at any moment. Thank you for watching. If you find our content informative, we strongly recommend 7-Year Apocalypse, the latest book by the economist and financial expert Michael Snyder. In the meantime, don't forget to hit the bell to always get our notifications and to share this message with friends and family.